Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root Warnow joining us on the radio program. And Wayne, first of all, good to have you on. Before we get to your column in the RJ, which I thought was a masterstroke, I don't know if Democrats will take you up on the deal. We'll talk about it in a second. Did you get a chance to see any of the Democrat town halls on climate change last night on CNN? It was like 6 or 8 straight hours of this stuff.
No, why would I watch it? It's such a joke. I mean, it's so, I've said this in many speeches before. You know, it's amazing that up until a year ago when Democrats won the House, isn't it amazing Republicans controlled at that point the presidency, the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, a majority of governorships, a majority of lieutenant governors, and a huge majority of state legislatures all around the country. And now Democrats won back one little thing, just the House. We still control everything else. It's mostly a red Republican nation. And it's hard to believe, because when you think about the difference between Republicans and Democrats and the pitch they've got, it's so easy to be a Democrat and so hard to be a Republican. You know, when you think about how easy it is, every time there's a hurricane, oh my God, climate change. Every time it's warm outside, oh my God, global warming. Every time it's cold outside, oh my God, it's an offshoot of global warming. Every time there's a tornado, global warming. Every time there's a problem in the world, it's always something that needs to expand government, and the only ones capable of doing it are Democrats, and give everything away free. Free college, free health care, free everything to illegals. My God, it's the easiest pitch in the whole world. And then you think about Republicans, how hard it is, Kevin. You know, when they counter with, oh my God, it's a hurricane, it's got to be climate change and global warming. Oh my God, it's warm out, it's got to be climate change. There's a forest fire, it's got to be climate change. All a Republican like me could say is, that's total bull, you know what, total bull spit, and not only that, it'll bankrupt the nation, and your electric bill will go from $300 a month to $2,000 a month, and it'll bankrupt the middle class, and every business will go out of business, and there'll be no jobs. And I say that, but it doesn't matter. Democrats point to the next hurricane, the next tornado, the next anything as a new crisis to exploit. Oh, and don't forget, every time there's a mass shooting, every single time, it's Republicans' fault, it's guns' fault. But every time an immigrant kills somebody, it's not immigrants' fault, right? We blame the gun when it's a mass shooting. Guns have to go. But every time an individual immigrant, and it happens an average of about 4,000 times a year, so forget about a mass shooting with 20 people killed, 4,000 immigrants a year, illegal immigrants, murder American citizens. But it's one at a time. So it's not in the headlines. Nobody cares. And the Republicans get no juice off it. But Democrats find every crisis, and they politicize it, and they try and turn it into a positive for them. So it's amazing that we keep electing Republicans, and we have a majority of almost everything, even though we have such a hard message to pitch. You know, when there's a forest fire, no one thinks, oh, good reason to vote Republican. But Democrats think it's a good reason to vote Democrat. So how do you overcome that? I don't know. Somehow, some way, we've managed to still keep a great majority of America, despite the fact we have the hardest pitch in the world. We give nothing away free, and we tell everybody, if you lose your job, go get another one. Democrats say, if you lose your job, we'll give you welfare, food stamps, and 1,800 government programs. Easiest thing to sell in the whole world.
I want to ask you, are you surprised at the difference, the gap, as to what this Green New Deal is going to cost, anywhere from Amy Klobuchar at $1 trillion to Bernie Sanders at $16 trillion? Are you surprised there's that much? They can't agree on how much this damn thing's going to cost.
No, but they all agree on one thing. We got to bankrupt the country to achieve it. And it's insane. I mean, first of all, there's two parts to this. Number one is there is no global warming. There is climate change from the standpoint that climate has always changed. How do liberals accept the fact that there were massive periods of warming in the history of the world when there was nothing on the earth, no people, no dinosaurs, no nothing, and then another period, massive warming, when there was just dinosaurs and no people, and another global warming period when there was dinosaurs and people, but there was no industrial revolution yet, so there wasn't any pollution belching. In all those periods, there was massive periods of warming. The world warms and the world cools, and it's got nothing to do with man. That's number one. Number two, if it did have to do with man, then you still couldn't stop it. It would be useless to try and stop it because you've got literally natural occurrences. Like one volcanic eruption is equal to more pollution than you could ever stop or slow down if you made everybody's electric bill $5,000 a month and no one used electricity anymore. We all lived by candles. It wouldn't matter. All you'd need is one volcanic eruption or one period where the sun gets a little warmer, and that's it. Solar flares are what cause warming on the earth. So Democrats are idiots. You know, I mean, they talk about science all day. You've got to study science. Republicans don't base anything on science. Science says there's global warming. First of all the scientists are bought and paid for by the deep state because they all get government contracts, and they have government jobs at government universities, and they have government funding and government grants. So it's all bribery. They don't make any money if they go against climate change, and you can only make money by going for climate change and swearing it's real. And you get rich by doing it that way. So that's number one. And number two, the whole thing's idiotic because there's nothing we could do, because if China and India and other developing nations keep belching pollution in the air, if in fact it is man-made, which, again, I've made the case it's not, but if it was man-made, China and India do so much damage to the environment on a daily basis based on, you know, Democrats' idea of what damages the environment, carbon monoxide and coal and things like that, that there's nothing we could do. We'd give up all our jobs. Middle class would be jobless. Middle class would have $3,000 electric bills. No one could afford to drive a car anymore. Gas would be $12 a gallon. And guess what? There'd be just as much pollution from China and India. They're not cutting back at
85%, believe it or not. 85% is what we're being told.
You mean of all the pollution is caused by China and India, right? Yeah. So there's nothing you can do. So the whole thing is ridiculous. And then I just want to make the point, if you're going to base everything on science, how come when the science is in the favor of conservatives, liberals ignore science? Science absolutely tells you that abortion in the third trimester is murdering a child. Science absolutely tells you a child has a heartbeat. And yet liberals ignore that and say it doesn't matter. It's a woman's right. So they ignore science when they want to, and they go with science when they want to. It's all BS, because all of it comes down to votes and nothing else. That's all liberals care about.
I want to delve into your column, because I thought it was brilliant. You call it a grand bargain. I don't know whether the Democrats will accept this, but would you give us the Cliff Notes version of your amazing column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal about this so-called grand bargain?
Yeah, they'll never accept it. Believe me, I offered it knowing it could never be accepted. But it's a win-win, because if by chance I'm wrong and they would accept it, I'd go for it in a second. First of all, let me say this. I'm a big pro-gun guy. I don't think you've ever met a person who's more pro-gun than me. Okay, and I've got lots of guns. I've never understood the big deal about background checks, because I've had to endure a background check for every gun I've ever bought, and I am a CCW, you know, a concealed carry permit holder, so I'm allowed to carry a concealed gun, and that took a 5-month exhausted detailed study of my life and my background in order to get the CCW. So, you know, and I've had to pay for all this. You pay for all, you know, each time you pay a fee. I've done all that. So I've never understood the big deal about background checks. If Democrats want background checks, I'm willing to give it to them. Universal background checks. As long as they're willing to give me and us and President Trump and Republicans and conservatives something that I want, which is national voter ID. And it's got to be federal government issued, and it's got to be photo ID, and it's got to be fingerprint ID, because they've got it in Mexico. Why would America, the great United States of America, not have the same election integrity as Mexico? You can't vote without the government confirming it's who you are, your identity, confirming your photo, and confirming your fingerprint in Mexico. And it's not racist in Mexico, and it's not anti-Hispanic in Mexico, so why would it be racist or anti-Hispanic in America? So if you give me voter ID, I will give you back universal background gun checks, which I repeat again, even as a pro-gun guy and a gun owner, don't even bother me that much, but you got to give me something for me to give it to you. So I'm willing to promote a grand bargain, a wonderful compromise. I give you background checks, you give me voter ID, which is basically a voter background check.
Whoops. I think we may have just lost Wayne's cell phone here, or we'll see if he can get into a better position in his sumptuous estate.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm not even on a cell phone. I'm on a landline, so it wasn't me.
You're on a landline?
Yes, I am. I'm on a landline. I always do my interviews with you on a landline. I never use a cell phone. So I'm on a landline. That's what, you know, hey, listen, I'm a radio.
Whoops. Okay. We'll see if maybe a better landline connection might help, because I love this idea. To melt it down, the idea, the grand bargain, the president would agree to universal background checks. The Democrats would have to agree to voter ID, which I must tell you makes a world of sense. You talk about the slippery slope. You know, that may be something that conservatives will have trouble with, that the NRA would have trouble with. But in order to get voter ID, which would level the playing field in our elections, you know, it would take away that huge advantage that Democrats have had really for the last 15 or 20 years, maybe a little less. No, I just think it makes amazing sense. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll try and reconnect with Wayne Allen Root. Stick around. More to do. We got a busy, busy Thursday. We're going to talk with the Republican National Committee and their deputy press secretary. We'll do that coming up as we continue live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. I read the article the other day on the air about these e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, check them out right now, LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. We've reconnected with Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, you were talking about the grand bargain. Essentially, the president ends up giving in on universal background checks. The Dems give in on voter ID. But you're saying this thing will never happen.
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll ever happen, but it embarrasses them. It's a win-win for the Republican Party. It's a lose-lose for the Democrats because I'm throwing it on the table. I'll give you background checks if you give me voter background checks. Basically, that's what voter ID is. It's just verifying that there's election integrity. I love when Democrats say to me, there are no illegals voting. You're dreaming. You and Donald Trump are idiots. You're conspiracy theorists. You're dreaming. And my answer is, great. Then why would you care about background checks for voters if there are are no illegals voting, what's wrong with voter ID? What are you so afraid of? It's obvious you're afraid because you're a bunch of lying frauds, and you've got massive voter fraud and massive millions of illegal aliens voting in elections. And it's not voter fraud, by the way. This is where, again, they throw terms around that you know, you could tell the truth and be lying, Kevin, at the same time.
Yeah.
There is no voter fraud. There is registration fraud. When you allow illegals to register by the millions, then when they vote, it's completely legal voting. So they say, see, Jose is registered to vote, Jose Sanchez. Therefore, there is no voter fraud. You're right. The fraud occurred with registering Jose, because Jose is a Mexican or Central American citizen. He's not an American citizen. He's here illegally. He has no right to cancel my vote out. That is complete fraud, and basically it's like a three-card Monty. Look over here. Voting registration is completely fine. Excuse me. Voting is completely legal and fine. Registration is where the fraud's occurring. All over this country, at every DMV in America, you're able to register if you're an illegal alien. Nobody stops you. No one asks you by law, and everybody is getting registered. Then when they vote, it's technically legal. So this is where Democrats are, you know, weapons of mass distraction. They're distracting you. So I say, go ahead. I'll swap them and compromise into a grand bargain if you give me voter ID. They never will, but this will expose them as the frauds that they really are.
Final 2 minutes, and I got to ask you, because I saw a Brit Hume on Special Report, or no, on Tucker Carlson the other night, talking about this senility issue and Joe Biden. Is it possible that Joe Biden, he's making gaffes he's never made before, and they are more senility gaffes than they are policy gaffes? Do you suspect that may be the way the Democrats bring down Joe Biden?
Yeah, I do suspect that. I do more than suspect it. I've said, you know, publicly on my radio and TV shows for a long time now that, you know, Joe Biden is senile. He seems to have at least the beginning stages of dementia. And let's face it, all of us have to admit that Ronald Reagan exhibited some of the beginning stages of dementia, you know, in that second debate with Walter Mondale, when all the Democrats are questioning whether he could be president for another 4 years, and it looked like he lost it. Then he came back in the next debate with Mondale, and he did great and made fun of it and made a joke, I think, if I remember correctly, about Mondale's youth. Isn't that what he did? And the whole nation
youth
laughed.
And inexperience.
Yes, he's young and inexperienced, and that, you know, made the whole nation laugh, and it took the onus off of his age and dementia, possible dementia, and everybody just elected him, and that was great, because I love Ronald Reagan. He did a great job in the second term, but he was definitely exhibiting early signs of dementia, and Joe Biden is, in my opinion, as well, except much worse. This isn't one debate on national TV and one line that he got wrong. This is just like every day, every speech. They're limiting his campaign team is limiting his ability to speak because he's so bad on the stump. He can't give a speech. He doesn't know any facts. He's disoriented. He doesn't even know where he is. Half the time he mentions the wrong town or state that he's in. This guy's in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I wouldn't put it by Democrats, by the way, to still realize that he's their only chance to win. In my opinion, they have zero chance with any other announced candidate at this time. And they have some chance with Joe Biden. And so they might be thinking, let's run Biden with a really radical liberal, you know, like Mayor Pete of South Bend or Kamala Harris or Beto O'Rourke, somebody too radical to ever get elected on their own as president and too inexperienced to ever get elected. So we elect Biden and then we'll get him to resign. Within 18 to 24 months, he'll resign and we'll get the radical liberal in office without ever having to actually campaign. That's, I think that might be their game plan.
Wayne, it's always good, my friend. If folks want to know where you are, how to find you, where can they go?
Root4America.com is the website. They can go to this radio station, KBET 790 AM, every afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. in Vegas. And they could also go to my TV show, which starts at 5 o'clock, 1 hour every day on Newsmax TV. And guess what I could say? It might very well be President Trump's favorite TV show in the whole world. He's tweeted out about it 4 times. In the last 2 weeks, and he sent a personal message to me through Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax. Tell Wayne I love his show every single night. That's what President Trump said on Monday night.
I love that. Thank you, my friend. We will do it next week. You have a good weekend. That's Wayne Allen Root. War Now, as we continue live and local now. We'll be right back. What a weekend next weekend in Northern Nevada at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino, the CPAC West. And then that's on Friday from September 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then on Saturday from 10 until 2, the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville, it's the fifth annual Basque Fry. Mick Mulvaney is going to be there, the chief of staff for the president. Let's see, who else? Corey Lewandowski, Matt Schlapp, from the folks that gave you a CPAC. And Mercedes Schlapp. Mercedes, a former advisor to the president, now working for the reelect campaign. And it's going to be kind of a who's who of Nevada politics going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want you to be there. If you can be in Gardnerville a week from this Saturday, I want to give you two tickets to the fifth annual Basque Fry. You can buy them, by the way, at morninginnevadapack.org. Morninginnevadapack.org. But if you're caller number two right now, caller number two at 844, the number two, Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you can be in Gardnerville on September 14th, I want to hear from you right now. Caller number two, and we'll give away a pair of tickets to the Corley Ranch and the fifth annual Basque Fry. I mean, this is going to be a fun deal. This is going to be a very fun deal, and I want you to be a part of it. So caller number two, 844, the number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get you screened and ready to go. Couple of things on Wayne Allen Root's deal. He calls it the grand bargain, and I think it's a great idea. Maybe that is the stance the president should take. Okay, that maybe what the president needs to do is to call out the Democrats and essentially shame them into accepting something like this. Wayne Allen Root calls it the grand bargain. I call it kind of like a baseball trade. Have you ever seen that where, well, we need an outfielder, a slugging outfielder, you need a pitcher, we've got a pitcher to give up, you've got a slugging outfielder, let's make a trade. Maybe that's the way the president should start doing it. No, and Wayne's idea, I think, is a good one. That we would trade universal background checks. The Dems love the idea of gun control and universal background checks. Universal background checks won't take the guns out of the hands of anybody. We've already got it, essentially. So, essentially, going the extra mile on universal background checks. But in return, we would get something that we want, which would be voter ID. That makes a tremendous amount of sense. I mean, that is the way we should be doing it. Now, Wayne says he doesn't think the Democrats will do it. But there are a lot of my liberal friends, a lot of my gun control friends that really want something done. We're tired of having funerals. Okay, you're tired of having funerals. Here it is. We'll give you the universal background checks. In return, you'll give us voter ID. We have something you need. You have something we need. Let's make a trade. Is reducing government down to a baseball trade? Is that wrong? I don't know what's so wrong about that. It's called negotiation. It's what the president has done through much of his adult life, is negotiate. No. That makes a tremendous amount of sense. And I'm going to tell you, I think it is high time that maybe we started negotiating I think I know. I do. I think it's time. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. East Flamingo at Pecos. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. I'm going to take a break eventually. But after the break, I'm going to go to your phone calls. A couple of different items. First of all, the grand bargain by Wayne Allyn Root. Would you be willing to accept it? As a conservative, as a Republican, would you be willing to give up on universal background checks? Which, by the way, I don't think is going to make us one iota safer. But we'll give that up, but only if we get voter ID, true voter ID. Are you willing to accept that? Are you willing to accept that? We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I've got one line open. You want to seize it now? You can. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Quick break. Then we'll come back and we'll get to your phone calls. Stick around. Lots more to do as we continue Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design,
design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Jameson at the controls. And we'll get to your calls here in just a couple of minutes. You want to join in, you're welcome to do so. We're asking about the grand bargain. Wayne Allen Root did a great column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal where he proposes a grand bargain. And he is telling the president, offer your support for universal background checks. In return, the Dems would give you... I mean, this is a quid pro quo thing, would end up giving you something that you want, voter ID. Wayne adamantly says he doesn't think the Democrats will ever do that. But if they want to get something done on gun control, if they really want to get something done on gun control, simple thing to do is just to say, we'll agree to this. So I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we'll get to your calls here in just a second. But I first want to go back to last night. I don't know how many of you, I'm guessing not a lot of you watched this. But the Democrats ended up doing a series of town halls, kind of mini town halls, 40 minutes, I think, per candidate for all 10 of the folks that are going to be on the stage next week. And the subject was, you guessed it, global warming, climate change. Tucker Carlson, for instance, made fun of the Dems. Let's go to cut two real quick. He made fun of the Dems relative to a couple of different issues. But zeroing in on the price tag that Democrats are setting on the Green New Deal, this was Tucker Carlson, cut number two, last night on Fox News Channel.
Well, the Democrats running for president in 2020 are unanimous on one thing: climate change. They tell us it's an existential threat.
Climate change is real. Is an existential threat to our country and the entire planet.
If NATO is about the common defense, the biggest existential threat is climate.
This is climate change. Right. It really is the existential threat.
We're going to have to address the most existential threat to our nation and the world, climate change.
On climate change, the greatest existential threat that we face?
We are facing a climate crisis. It represents an existential threat to who we are as human beings.
They believe any of that? Let me put it this way. Barack Obama is spending $15 million on a beachfront compound in Martha's Vineyard. Would you do that if you thought the seas were rising? By the way, would you fly private all the time, as all these people do, if you really believed climate change was an existential threat? No, you wouldn't. They don't believe it. And yet they're willing to spend your money as if they believed it. The Democratic nomination fight, in fact, is becoming a contest to see who can propose the most expensive climate action plan with a straight face. Pete Buttigieg is promising to spend $1 trillion to fight climate. Sounds like a lot, right? Not really. In fact, it's tiny by comparison. Cory Booker of New Jersey and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts are both promising to spend $3 trillion. But you know what? By comparison to their colleagues, that's not much either. Kamala Harris says her climate plan will cost $10 trillion. But even she isn't the most generous. That honor goes, of course, to Bernie Sanders. He's promising to spend $16 trillion to fight climate change. That's, for reference, 80% of the entire U.S. economy.
This is scary. Anywhere from $1 trillion to $16 trillion for the Green New Deal. And what is most frightening is day one of a Democrat in the White House. Because now, and I think Tom Steyer was the first one to do this, they are openly talking about invoking emergency powers for the president to be able to, you know, stop airlines from flying and things like that, because it's choking up the atmosphere. And in fact, I'll tell you what, let's go to cut seven, because this is the president, President Steyer, on day one, and I want you to listen to how radical this is going to be. This was Tom Steyer. Who was this with Chuck Todd on a program on MSNBC called Meet the Press Daily, talks about that frightening first day when it comes to global warming.
On day one, you're going to use the national emergency powers of the presidency. In fact, this is not the first time we brought him up, even on the show today. That's the powers he's using now to divert Pentagon money to try to build that wall. You want to use the same powers to combat climate change. And at the same time, you're trying to cajole Congress to give you the authority to do it. Explain how that works on day one.
Well, on day one, I would declare a state of emergency, which gives the president over 150 separate powers, the kinds of things to set regulations about how energy is generated, what kind of schedule we'd be on for EV, for electric vehicles, all kinds of rules that you can put in from the presidency to protect the health and safety of Americans. At the same time, I would ask Congress in the first 100 days to pass some form of the Green New Deal. But Chuck, what I'm saying is this. We are actually in an emergency that is threatening the health and safety of every living American and every American in the future. And I think Mother Nature has a schedule of her own. For 28 years, the Congress of the United States has failed to act on climate. I think at this point, Mother Nature's schedule has overtaken our schedule, and we need to respond. That's my first point. But my second point is this. We know this is a global crisis.
Right.
The only way we solve this is with a global coalition led by the United States of America.
All right,
what President Obama did.
I want to go
and
back.
Unless we have our house in order, how the heck do we go to India? How the heck do we go to China? How the heck do we go to every country in the world, Brazil, and say, please do the right thing unless we are doing the right thing, unless we've made it a priority?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to go back to the presidential power issue, though. And I say this, I don't mean to fixate on it, but you said if you declare this national emergency, you'll have 150 separate powers. Essentially, you can decide to set the standards of you just brought up electric vehicles. Should the president alone be doing that? Or is this sort of, you're going to send an outline of what you hope to have, and Congress is the one that actually should be doing this? I'm a little confused here. Are you going to be declarative
actually,
and set these?
Actually, this is
go ahead.
This is the equivalent, in my opinion, Chuck, this is the equivalent of war powers for the president, because what
so
we're
you
talking
want
about.
You believe
is,
the next
this,
president
the,
should have these kind of powers to do this. This should not be done through Congress. This is too much of an emergency to take out of the president's hands. Is that fair?
What I'm saying is this. I would give Congress 100 days. That's over 3 months to pass some form of the Green New Deal. But what we're talking about here is a threat to the health and safety of every American. And the president's job as commander-in-chief, number one job, is to protect the health and safety of every American.
Tom Steyer, very, very scary. In fact, very, very scary. Now, Joe Biden is one of those climate guys. In fact, tell you what, let's go to a cut one. This is Joe Biden last night, and his town hall was with Anderson Cooper. But he defended his position on this Green New Deal that he hasn't really fully embraced. This is cut one last night on CNN.
I want to ask you about the Green New Deal. In your plan, you say that the Green New Deal is, quote, a crucial framework for meeting the climate challenges we face. You say it has two basic truths that we need to combat the climate crisis with, what you say is ambition on an epic scale, and that the environment and economy are, in your words, completely and totally connected. You're not saying that you support everything in the original Green New Deal. Do you think it goes too far? Is it unrealistic, promising too much?
No, it's not. But here's what it is. It doesn't have a lot of specifics. It doesn't have a lot of specifics about exactly what we'll do with regard to greenhouse gases. And it doesn't have specifics of what programs are going to initiate to be able to deal with getting a net zero emission. What programs are you going to move on? What are the things we should be doing? Where should the focus be? It doesn't talk about the 85% of the rest of the world that is, in fact, we could do. We're not. We have to. But we could do everything perfectly well. Everything. And we're still going to have a catastrophe nationally, internationally, and around the world, because 85% of the problem, 85% is the rest of the world. And so the idea, I think the Green New Deal deserves an enormous amount of credit for bringing this to a head in a way that it hasn't been before. It hasn't been. But the reason, I don't know, I'm not opposed to the Green New Deal. What I did was went, I thought, beyond, at least in more detail, what the Green New Deal is calling for. How to do the things we need to do. When they have to be done. How quickly we should move. How much we should invest, etc. And it's based on science. And look, I just look at all the organizations that many of you belong to, how they rated my plan. On balance, has been B plus or beyond that by every one of these organizations.
He's right. Let's get to your phone calls. Go to, let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. What I really wanted to talk about, I think you saw that weather fiasco where Trump shows the weather map, because he mentioned about 4 days before, Alabama might get hit pretty hard, so forth. And the National Weather Service made a map up showing it's going to go nowhere near there. So he puts in a big round black, it's all white, the national weather.
That's like a magic marker, or a Sharpie.
Yeah. It's gonna hit Alabama. And the reporters say to him, that's not part of the map. We saw the regular map. I mean, how did that happen? I don't know. Well, it's starting to worry me a lot. The cognitive impairment. This is a president of the United States. He doesn't even know he's lying. He can see. Everybody can see he's lying. And what worries me is if he knows he's lying, it's terrible. And if he doesn't know he's lying, it's worse.
Wow. Carl, thank you, man. We'll take that up probably in our next hour as well. We'll also get the national perspective from Mike Joyce. Michael Joyce, the deputy press secretary for the RNC, Republican National Committee. We'll talk about the Democrat climate change town halls last night. And it's amazing. The price tag for this Green New Deal goes for anywhere. Amy Klobuchar at $1 trillion. Up to Bernie Sanders at $16 trillion. Are Americans going to have to make sacrifices? Sounds like we are. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is Live and Local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.